From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California has edged past New York in the grim statistic of the number of deaths due to COVID-19. Johns Hopkins University data reported today shows California's death toll has reached 45,496 people. This surpasses New York's total of 45,312. The development comes as coronavirus trends are showing improvement in California. State Department of Public Health data shows the most recent 7-day test positivity rate has fallen to 4.8%, and the daily number of new positive cases is under 8,400, down from well over 53,000 in December. California, however, is grappling with vaccine shortages that are crippling efforts to inoculate substantial numbers of people. A surge of COVID-19 cases at the University of California, Berkeley, has prompted school officials to extend a lockdown on about 2,000 students living in residence halls and ban them from outdoor exercise. The university website says more than 400 people have tested positive for the virus since an outbreak started in mid-January. A lockdown initially put in place has been extended through at least Monday. Among the strict new rules are a ban on outdoor exercise that goes beyond the state's own guidelines that encouraged getting outside to exercise. President Joe Biden has nominated California Labor Secretary Julie Hsu as the Deputy U.S. Secretary of Labor. That puts another Californian in a top administration job. Biden's announcement yesterday is also likely to focus a brighter spotlight on California's ongoing unemployment fraud scandal. The state has likely paid out at least $11 billion in fraudulent claims during the pandemic. Hsu's nomination requires Senate confirmation. She would be tasked with helping lead a sprawling department that oversees laws regulating worker standards and pay, workplace safety, family and medical leave, and more. And officials in charge of California's high-speed rail project want to tap $4.1 billion in bond money that voters approved for a San Francisco to Los Angeles line so they could finish ongoing construction in the Central Valley. Project leaders presented an updated funding and business plan on Tuesday to the California High-Speed Rail Authority's Board of Directors. The bond money, if approved, would go toward finishing construction on a 119-mile segment of track in the Central Valley. It would replace money from California's cap-and-trade program, which saw its revenue decline during the pandemic as fewer businesses sought credits to pollute. We've got more news online at kalw.org, and you can go to Facebook and Twitter, we're at KALW, to find more international, national, state, and regional news. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.